Welcome to the Joy Revolution podcast. My mission here is for you to find your unique inner genius and to live out a life in your full potential. We are all looking for this ultimate state of joy, and most of us are trying to get there in very inefficient ways. Conversation by conversation, we will uncover the multiple blocks we harbor that keep us small and block us from well-being and abundance. I am your host. My name is Isabel. I am a holistic psychologist, a certified intuitive eating counselor, and a breathwork teacher. So I invite you to take a cup of tea or coffee, do be safe if you're driving, and let's go. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to this new podcast episode. It really has been a while since I've recorded something for you, but I felt new inspiration and I wanted to share today about the link between trauma healing, manifestation, and the two biggest pitfalls I see people falling into when they enter a personal development journey and they just don't seem to move forward. They know a lot, they see a lot, they consume courses, books, everything, but somehow the life itself doesn't shift profoundly. I invite you to not just listen to this podcast, but really let things sink in and work with the information that I'm sharing. Ask yourself, does it resonate? How does it feel in my body? Do I do this? Am I potentially stuck here playing small there? And please talk to me on Instagram at you.r.full.of.joy. I needed to change my Instagram name, so I'm repeating it here. If you have any questions, let me know if you like this podcast, if it is useful for you. And I'm going to dive straight in today. I have been drinking coffee an hour ago, so I may speak quicker and more agitatedly than before, but I'm really feeling this. So buckle up, let's do this. So I want to start this with an imagination game for you. So imagine a world in which it was 100% safe for you to be your authentic self. A world in which you always had the freedom to pursue all your interests in early childhood. You were loved just for being, not for achieving something or looking like something. You were told that there are endless possibilities and that the key to your thriving lies in you enjoying life and just letting your creativity flourish. Imagine that all your authority figures in childhood were people that you felt that safety from, that support, that unconditional nourishment. That kind of environment would set you up to be an incredibly powerful manifester. Manifestation would be easy because you would not have any resistance towards yourself. You would have been allowed the freedom and the opportunity to be yourself versus to be your socialized conditioned self. Now, manifesting is something that you actually do all the time, whether you are conscious of it or not. Everything in your life you have manifested consciously or unconsciously, and that is even the people around you that are entering in certain dynamics with you. You have manifested these dynamics by saying yes to these people and unconsciously saying no or not choosing other people. So the goal or the aim with the work that I do at the moment is to really help people revive their creation power by allowing people to become conscious of their highly powerful manifestation power, and to the degree that you are conscious, to that degree you can create the life that you want. But along the journey, you will continuously manifest things, triggers, people into your life that will show you places within you where you are still hooked into old stories, hooked into wounds, and that are teachers for you so that you become more conscious. Nothing is ever your fault, though. If you've become sick, if you have a really horrible relationship, it has not been your fault. You are not to blame. We are all just the victims of victims of victims of victims. If you would go back to your ancestral family line, you would see how much all of your grandparents got hurt, and then unhealed pain, unhealed trauma is simply something that gets passed over to the next generation because of the unconsciousness. It's not their fault, it's not your fault, and you have been doing the best you could, but you are probably being, you are dealing with a legacy of pain from your ancestors, and that is your gift as well. That is the beauty of this life and of the exploration journey. And I truly believe that becoming conscious of our power is one of the things that we need to do in order to live a life of fulfillment, of inner joy, of happiness. If we understand that we are a creator being, we will understand what the meaning of life is. So that aside, remember that beautiful, idyllic environment that I just painted. So that environment would allow you to be very, very magnetic. By that I mean, if you'd have a thought of, I desire this in my life, I desire to do this job, I would like to go there, you would have very little resistance to yourself. You would understand that you deserve it, that it's possible, and that in some shape or form, through the frequency and you enjoying yourself, it would just happen. Sometimes we need to do actions, sometimes no. Sometimes things fall into your lap. You would be very connected to that. In the absence of that wounding that we all have been through, we can stay connected to ourselves. So it's very simple. When you can stay connected to the core of who you are, your unique special self, your gifts, when you can stay whole and connected to your inner wisdom, you would feel a deep sense of inner safety. You wouldn't look for safety or approval or your worth outside of yourself. You wouldn't look for it in achievements, in looks. You wouldn't look for it in being the best in class or, you know, other forms of status. You would feel safe just because you're you. And when you embody that inner safety, the outside world reflects that inner safety to you. So the abundance in your life is a direct reflection of how safe and secure you feel within yourself. But by abundance, I do mean true abundance. So there are lots of multimillionaires who are not truly abundant because they are still feeling deep, deep scarcity, feeling fear. Most of them want to hoard even more power, hoard even more control. That's not true abundance. Why would you want that? Why would you have 3 million euros or billions even in your bank account if it would mean that you would be even more stressed about money than right now? So by true abundance, for me, that really means that feeling that you get when you know that you can radically be yourself, free, have your uncomfortable opinions outside and publicly, live on your schedule, doing what you desire. And for women, for me, living on my schedule really means able to honor the power of my menstrual cycle and the many gifts it brings, and being able to live from an I want to and not from an I have to mentality. And with all of that, having the material life that I desire, however that looks. So true abundance is this deep knowing that you, as you are taken care of, and there is no sacrifice needed. And so it's not about being the perfect version of yourself by, you know, having accolades, doing things according to rules, responding to society standards, having the perfect Instagram or the perfect CV. All that really doesn't do anything for your resonance with abundance in your life. The core of it is about how much you accept all of yourself. Thinking back to that imaginary world, how much all of you is just good enough and nobody wants to change it and nobody tells you what to do or how to do it. People are just interested in your experience, loving all of your emotions, validating all of yourself, trusting you. It is about how much you allow your raw, uncensored, unfiltered, perfectly imperfect you to be wildly successful. And that is your true energetic abundance currency. So that means you show up and you know you're worthy of abundance and money and attention and love, even when you're crying, even when you had a bad month, even when you failed financially, because you simply know that your worth doesn't lie in these spaces, in this external stuff. You own your worth yourself. You're free because you know that you are always worthy, and that the outside world is just this mushy meshy coming and going of many impressions. And when you own your worth, that is the frequency of abundance, and it really is magical. But of course, this imaginary world is not how we live it or how we have experienced it. And I can assure you, none of us have. You may have had the most beautiful childhood. The system of this world itself, the Western education system even, is in essence traumatizing as a setup. So we are challenged. We live through suffering. We live through suffering because we want to experience the journey back from being limited and wounded and feeling like a victim and powerless to being expanded in our power, being a powerful creator, remembering that you get to create in this world, that you get to choose, that you get to decide, that you get to move how you want to. And we're truly here for this end destination. So a lot of people in spirituality sometimes resort to a form of apathy. This is what I see when we tell them non-attachment, when we tell them, I had this when I read the book of Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. I just kind of derived from it that, you know, nothing matters, nothing is really real in the outside world, so I don't have to do anything. And it actually got me into a state of depression, because what it did was encourage me to stay within my comfort zone, within my trauma response, basically. It encouraged me to stay within my limited self because it didn't matter anyway. And that form of apathy can lead to a lot of damage, especially when people think they're spiritually evolved, but actually they're apathic, which means that probably in order for them to be okay, other people need to step in and take care of them. A lot of spiritual people live in poverty by default almost, not because they feel abundant on the inside and they don't need money, but because they have convinced themselves that the chase of money, or not the chase, the coming into abundance, isn't spiritual or isn't worth it or isn't necessary. And that couldn't be further of the truth. When we stay in that wounded self, and some spiritual teachings can actually encourage us to stay in that wounded self without us knowing, because we interpret it in a certain way that allows us to have this easy, lazy way of being. When we stay in that wounded self, we give wounding to others, to partners, to children. We pass on the wounding. There's no other way. And when we are wounded ourselves, we also pass on the wounding to Mother Earth, to how we live. When we don't feel abundant, we need to control others. We need to extract from the outside world our money versus having this win-win situation. People who feel inner abundance always create win-win situations. We don't take. We receive and give at the same time, this eternal flow. So you going for abundance, going for your wealth, going for your desires doesn't take anything away from the outside world, because you will do it in a way that is connected to yourself and it will be in harmony with the earth. You don't need to create shoulds around that. You don't need to follow rules for that. You need to allow yourself to come into love with yourself, worth within yourself, and then that will come about. Now, what stands in the way between us and this abundant way of being is trauma. And trauma is not just big T trauma. It's not just physical abuse. It's not just shocking events like a divorce. Trauma is literally any situation in which it felt unsafe for you to be your authentic self. And that may be emotional, and that may sometimes be things that didn't happen as well, called emotional neglect. When people aren't connected to their own emotions and they judge their own emotions and they don't even tune into them, they're doing the same with you. And when you say to a little child that is angry, when you say stop being angry, or when you say you shouldn't be angry, or when you say girls aren't supposed to be angry, you know, put on a smile and be good, that is trauma. That is saying to that child, your emotional experience is invalid and you have to suck it up. And what we do is then we store that energy, that emotional energy that is meant to flow through us without us doing anything. We're just meant to like experience it, let it be validated, and then that's it. Then it's out of our system. Instead of that natural process to occur, we are taught to suck it up and we hold on to that energy of trauma, to that anger, for example, by saying no to it. No, I cannot feel it. No, I shouldn't feel it. No, I can't externalize this. So I'm going to internalize it. And for women, very often internalized anger is about hurting themselves. They will end up doing self-destructive, self-sabotaging behavior. So over time, this small T trauma and big T trauma disconnected you bit by bit by bit from your true self, from the pool of inner wisdom that you were already connected to, for which you didn't need to do anything, from your ability to feel joy, from your ability to be creative in your specific way, and from your birthright to live in abundance. Now, a key aspect of trauma is that within those places, within those themes, we have left the body. So that means within these places of trauma, we don't find nourishment inside ourselves, in our own mind, body, soul, vessel. We have gotten the idea that this inside is actually wrong, and that the external, the adults, the teachers, the peers, the sisters, the brothers, that they know better. So instead of listening to ourselves, we have given them our power, and we now listen to them. They get to tell us who we are. They get to tell us what we feel and what we should do and what our next step should be in order to be socially acceptable. And then as an adult, we transfer that to the world through society and cultural messaging. We now look at the culture and society and we say, okay, what does it say about what I should do, who I should be, how I should act for me to be good enough and socially validated? And we believe we need nourishment and validation from that outside world in order to be happy. We look to the world to say, I'm safe. We look to the world to say, you're validated. We look to the world, to fill us up. And we will perpetually look for validation from others, be people pleasers, forsake ourselves and say yes to things where you want to say no to, prioritize social status over inner fulfillment. And eventually you can end up in all sorts of burnout, addiction, or just an all-around struggle mentality and poverty consciousness in life because we are so, so far away from our truth. And now we feel we have to push and force ourselves constantly in life, love, business, health, not realizing that it isn't meant to be this way. Living in abundance, living in health, living in love is the most easiest and natural thing you've ever done. You knew how to do it, but you were trained out of it. So trauma equals living in lack. Unhealed trauma, unhealed wounding equals living in the idea that you are not whole, that you are broken in some way. And from that brokenness, you will always attract brokenness. You will have a world and a life around you that reflect your lack of feeling whole within your life. Now, here's the point where I want to go. Within that really simple basic framework that I just painted out for you, there's two things that I see go wrong for my clients and also places that I personally have experience with. So the first is that when we come from this wounded place, we are very, very used to always looking for the answer in the other. We're so used to following others, to not be connected to our own wisdom. And we then enter this personal development world and we encounter all these books, these teachers, these coaches, these systems, psychics, human design, astrology, all of that included. And instead of going on a journey of finding our own sovereignty, your own voice, we now let these systems, which are ultimately also just systems, to tell us who we are, to tell us what we should do, a coach, we say they now know better. It's not the world and society and cultural messaging. No, it's this coach that goes against cultural messaging. She now knows better what I am supposed to do. And I can copy her and I can see, you know, or I can read my human design profile and be like, oh, wow, I should be more like that without checking in with your body. So very often for people who have experienced trauma, we enter the spiritual world, it becomes this mental thing. We take concepts, we try them on, and we're not necessarily creating actual shifts in the body because we don't face the core wounding. We're playing with these concepts, with these really exciting, empowering teachings, but has something shifted in your body? So this often results in people becoming more confused and eventually even more helpless than before and experiencing constantly temporary results. Temporary and then back, and then another temporary results and then back. And that's a trap, but also a way to stay stuck in constantly consuming personal development and a way to avoid the deeper work. Isn't it a lot more easy to just put on the next video of whatever teacher you love and kind of get that mind candy about the insights they give you than sitting with your own feelings, sitting with your own body, doing the trauma, mind-body, holistic work that's needed to shift? Because knowing and understanding and talking isn't enough for you to shift. We need to feel, we need to allow safety within our nervous system and within our body to move forward. So that uncomfortable work, sometimes we're going to just, you know, avoid it by being a personal development consumer instead of a beer, instead of embodying. So a second point is that we kind of get stuck because we project our perfectionism on this journey. So we all want to, you know, decondition, deprogram, change. These are the words that are being used. And there are thousands of modalities out there that promise you to do it. Whether it's, you know, hypnosis, psych K, somatic trauma therapy, EMDR. There's so many modalities. And many people seem to be on this eternal search for the answer, moving from one thing to the other, to the next. And it never actually stops, and they never allow one tool to go as deep as it needs to go. And people get into this belief system that they are in some ways broken and incomplete and that they need to be fixed. And because there is that belief system, it will continue to run until the moment that you say to yourself, wait a minute, I'm not broken. I can be whole right now. So people keep postponing feeling whole and connecting to their wisdom because they keep living in that belief system that they created of I am broken and I need to be fixed. And then we get into all of these ways of thinking like, oh, I have to do this morning routine before I can have, you know, a good day. It's like it's another to-do list. It becomes another to-do list that you have to do so that you can be good enough. It's the exact same dynamic. So do you see how we project the same way we were in the world onto the personal development journey? And then we stay stuck. And this is where I really love to link and marry the world of trauma, healing, the world of embodiment and manifestation, because people think that they have to rewire every single belief before they can manifest. People think they have to get rid of all these woundings that they feel in the body before they can manifest. People think they have to constantly feel amazing in order to manifest. All of that isn't true. The only thing that needs to happen is actually a deep shift of one core aspect. It's about understanding that even when there is unhealed trauma, even when you are human and you will feel fear and you will feel bad and you will have triggers, and even with all these limiting beliefs and thoughts coming up, you are worthy. The worth isn't about always thinking positively, isn't about having all your beliefs in check, isn't about feeling constantly amazing, no. And your abundance is about that worth, the worth underneath it, the worth that says every experience I have is beautiful and is here because it's meant to be. And if it weren't meant to be, it wouldn't exist. Literally, there are no mistakes in the universe. There are no mistakes within these experiences. And when you go to that level and allow yourself to be enough no matter what, you can start understanding that you are allowed to enjoy yourself right now, today, without having done your morning practice, without having healed every belief, without having done course X, Y, Z, without being like that other person. Trust in the journey, trust in the universe, source, God, creator, however you want to conceptualize this, means you trust that whatever you experience, you remain worthy of that what you want. Whatever you experience, you remain worthy of enjoying life. You deserve, whatever you experience, to enjoy life. And this is a missing link for many people who are constantly telling themselves, I should be better, I should be doing the self-improvement thing better. Your manifestation journey, your magnetism, will start when you start to allow yourself to enjoy yourself today. This is the core. This is the core. Yes, do your work when it feels good. But let it come from when I want to do it, not from when I have to do it, because if I don't do it, I'm not enough. Because doing it from when I have to will have less results than just only doing it when you want to, from this place of connection with yourself. So yes, do the work, but then after you've done the practice for 10 minutes or an hour, whatever it is that you want to do, allow yourself to forget about it. You don't have to improve yourself, you're already whole, so you can forget about it and allow yourself to just enjoy life as if everything is perfect, because you know what? Everything is perfect. Everything is perfect as it is today. Let that sink in, no matter how uncomfortable you are. Could you open yourself up to the knowing, to the concept that even if something or many things are highly uncomfortable, it is in themselves exactly how it's meant to be. It is in itself perfect. It follows the laws of the universe. But I can change it if I want to. It is perfect, but sometimes I prefer one thing over another. And if I understand the mechanics within me that have attracted unconsciously the situation that I do not want, and if I connect with the wound and I feel and I let go and I really go into that and allow myself to release something, then I can step up into a next level of enjoyment. It really is about enjoyment. So if you needed a permission slip today to really lusciously, juicily, fully eat up life, enjoy life, devour it with pleasure, here it is. This is your permission slip, because this is the end, this is the goal, this is what it's all about, and this is what creates magnetism for you. Stop postponing your joy. Stop thinking you're not worthy yet of joy for whatever ridiculous reason you think you're not. As you live in that next level enjoyment, as you allow yourself to enjoy your life as if all your desires were already here, you are sending such a strong signal to the universe. So strong. You feel, even before there is any evidence for you in the outside world of your desires coming in, you already feel it. That is how you create. You feel before it comes. You feel before it's here. You feel before there's even the slightest of hint that it will ever come. That is how you create. And so can you see that a lot of the personal development world can keep you stuck in circles? Because it actually teaches you to be at war with yourself. It says to someone that feels unworthy, here is how I will teach you to feel worthy, or do this and you will feel worthy. So you create war between I am worthy and I am unworthy. you fragment yourself, you split. But all we need to find is wholeness. And wholeness is found by saying, like, you know what? Yes, I feel unworthy, and that is a worthy experience. I feel good, I feel bad, both are equally worthy. That is the core of manifestation. And it sounds so easy, and I've probably said this in thousands of different ways within this one podcast to get this message across. And it sounds really, really easy, but I can assure you, I was really stuck within that world for over 10 years of seeking and of really going into all these different modalities. I'm a psychologist by degree, but you know, I kind of realized at some point that that didn't work at all when I had my own binge eating disorder, deep, deep body image problems, feeling burnt out. And so I went on this really long, steadfast journey of seeking methods, coaches, teachers, books, endless seeking, endless seeking, endless seeking, until at some point this realization really came about. And there is no difference between doing deep trauma healing work and doing manifestation work. It is the very same. But we need to find ways to combine them. And that's what I'm really passionate about. This year, 2021, I have launched the Wealthy Woman Mastermind, where I do exactly that. And I make it as simple as possible. We focus in on enjoyment and full allowance of your worth. And that's all we need. It's about embracing I am unworthy. You don't need to change anymore. You don't need to improve. You need to simply embrace, simply feel, simply be. You don't need to hurt yourself any longer. Feel how it feels when you wake up and you think you have to do something differently, right? You have to take a shower. You have to brush your teeth. You have to now do your morning practice versus waking up and being like, oh, I feel like doing this. I feel like stretching for a couple of minutes. I feel like making myself a little coffee now, or this morning I feel like having a walk, or I feel like being at home, like allowing yourself to live in that place where you don't need to force yourself any longer is manifestation. Sends a signal of trust, makes your body, your nervous system thrive. And the more you do that, the bigger it becomes. So I hope that was useful. If you have any questions, please send them over. I love this topic. I love how it all came together as well. And how it all came together for me also in the programs that I'm offering now. So I have every new moon, every month, a deep breathwork release session. I love the breathwork tool because it is very non-dogmatic and it helps you just by using a very cathartic, deep, intense breathwork journey to connect with your inner healer. I'm all about helping you find your own voice, your own sovereignty, and not teaching you lots of theory. And breathwork is one of those things that really does it, that really connects you with your inner wisdom. And after this 45-minute deep experience, sometimes people are so creative, they feel so connected to who they are, they feel the sense of unconditional love for themselves, and it serves as a remembrance, as a reminder. It can be a very divine experience almost, and I really want to welcome you there. This month, the new moon is 11th of June, and I'll put up the link here below. If you're listening to this later, you can always just subscribe to the email list and then you'll get notifications about when we're doing breathwork. But we also do energy healing masterclasses around embodiment manifestation, and you'll get updated about all of that if you enter our email list. My one-to-one work is full until September, but if you've been intrigued by my work, if you want to book a session with me, a breakthrough call to kind of see where you might be stuck and where you want to grow out of all these systems, all these beliefs, and even get more clarity in your personal development journey, I do that with anyone who is interested in potentially working with me, and you'll get this free breakthrough call. And if you want to move into a journey, like a 3-month journey or a 6-month journey is what I offer, then you get to pre-book your slot starting of September. So if that sounds good to you, you can always email me isabel@fulofjoy.co, and there you get to talk a little bit about what's happening for you and when you're available to schedule a call. Now, I have been doing this beautiful 6-month mastermind with a small knit group, amazing women, And we are diving really deep into trauma release and manifestation, embodiment, truly embodying the wealthy woman you are. And the results and the shifts and the dynamics are just beyond amazing. I'm launching this for a second time this year. It will be the only time I'll do it. I can only do it 2 times a year. And I'm launching this again in August. But if you are already liking the sound of this, then you could also contact me. And again, we'll go through a free breakthrough session. We'll just see where you're at. And I really want to know if you're going to be a fit for this. I carefully pre-select the women, level of awareness, level of where they're at. And this is for anyone who is an aspiring entrepreneur or an entrepreneur who wants to create like this soul-led life or business in some shape or form. That could also be as a side activity, but who really wants to be able to manifest and feel like that wealthy woman inside of themselves. For me, the wealthy woman is simply a woman, not necessarily with millions of money, though that can be, but it's simply a woman who is so connected to herself that she knows when she desires something, it will happen. And there's no fear, there's no judgment, there's no doubt about it. That is the life of the wealthy woman, connected to her core, bringing that out into the world and impacting so many lives around her. So that would be 6 month mastermind. And in that mastermind, we meet 3 times a month. We do the work together. So again, it's not about me teaching you tons of stuff. There's a little bit of teaching, but it's more about actually doing deep embodiment work together. And part of it is also about practical stuff, of course. But we will be releasing trauma. We will be doing deep breathwork sessions. We will be healing on another level. And there's also a platform that goes with that, where you get guided release audios, meditations, insights, and you have lifetime access to that library. Even if I update that in next rounds, next year, the year after that, you get to receive these audios that can help you manifest really in an astounding way. I have some crazy results to share. So follow me on You Are Full of Joy, but with a dot between every word on Instagram. Ask me any and all questions. And yeah, share this podcast with anyone who might want it, might like to hear it. I'm sending you so much love for this time of year, for this month. Go out and enjoy the heck out of your life. Even in these times, this is where we remain our creation power. Even when everything is restricted, when we think we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do the other, what can you still do? What do you still have sovereignty over? Where can you still find joy? Continue and keep focusing on this. Try to let go of fighting the external world so that you can actually continue creating. Okay, sending so much love. Bye.